guys.
You're listening to Mama Knows Podcast with your host, Nina Cavagiola, a.k.a. Balconina. Join in weekly as she walks alongside you to navigate topics around motherhood, mental health, self-love, and relationships. The good, bad, and funny.
Hello, hello. We have a special episode today. We, as in Tom and I.
I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom. Tom is my husband. We actually were just sitting here talking about, like, what should we talk about today? Because we've been wanting to record an episode together, and it's just been, it's been crazy. You guys know it's the holiday season, and for me, it's been super busy for my business, and it's so gloomy and gross out. Everything's just been yucky. And Tom and I, we were talking about how we are just in like a really shitty spot in our relationship right now. And not like shitty, like, oh my God, things aren't okay. Shitty, just kind of like, you know how when you're in a relationship and you go through like seasons of, oh my God, everything's so good, everything's so perfect, everything, blah, blah. And then you go through seasons of, oh my God, you're so annoying. And that's what marriage is, I feel like. You're going to go through these roller coasters.
Annoying each other.
Every day. Yes. But what I'm trying to say is like, this roller coaster is normal in every single relationship. And the people that say that never have like bad moments in the relationship, then they clearly don't know how to communicate their concerns. I don't know. Maybe that's maybe controversial, but I feel like that it is absolutely normal. It is absolutely okay. But the thing is, you have to be wanting to work through it and also just be okay with it. Like, be okay that this is a season and it gets better and you have to work through it.
And we're going to do that by calling each other out.
So we were originally going to do an episode on like where we are in our relationship right now, how hard it's been. And I don't know. We just like sat here and we're like, wait, how much do we want to share? Because things have been tough, wouldn't you say?
I mean, I wouldn't say like tough. I've been with the like whole family. It's been a little rough the last few weeks, but I mean, it's ups and downs. It's stresses. It's happy times. It's all a super fun mixture of life.
Oh my God. That made no sense. I mean, it did, but it was just kind of like, whatever.
I'm being very philosophical.
So it all, just to kind of give a little context, and then we'll jump into what the actual episode is about. Tom quit his job back in June, or he calls it retired from the work.
Semi-retired.
He's working with me, and we have just been trying to figure it out. You know, like, things aren't bad, but things are just still like, they're just kind of like messy a little bit. We're both at home and we get along fine. It's not like we're like not getting along at home. It's just like we just don't know how to communicate our expectations and workloads and et cetera. And I feel like that's pretty common anyways in many relationships. And then you just like put yourselves in a house. And it's especially been hard the last few weeks because of the like season. It's just been like, we're never outside. We don't see our friends as much. We haven't been dating as much. And not to mention our kids have been extremely difficult, especially our 4-year-old. So that's been a huge,
I would say, yeah, that's probably been the hardest thing of adjusting to a completely different work life schedule, balance, whatever you want to call it, plus seeing each other, being around each other from when we wake up, dealing with the kids, work all day together, all night. It's just, it's a lot to try to change real quick. And I think, you know, we're getting on it.
Yeah, we're doing well. And what bothers me is when I talk about these things on social media, people will say, oh, well, maybe it's just not right. Maybe it's just that. But I think that people are so quick to give up on things. There's
instant gratification. If it doesn't work the first try, it's not worth it to a lot of people, it seems like. But
yeah, and not just marriage, not just relationship, but just anything. Like even me weaning off of my antidepressant, when I shared on social media that I was struggling and like having some anxiety and working through it, immediately I got so many messages that was like, well, maybe you should start taking that medication again. It's been 3 weeks. Like, give me a chance. Like, let me figure it out. And, you know, I just think that you said it perfectly. Like, people want instant gratification. And that's not, like, in our marriage.
I am pretty smart.
In our marriage, like, we know that we're going to have to work through some of these things. And right now, we're in a really tough season. And primarily because of the ages of our kids, I would say.
Also, where we live.
What?
It's dark, cold, wet.
Oh, you know what just came to mind when you said that? The like neighborhood HOAs. Oh. Oh,
different podcast.
Yeah, no, that doesn't. Anyways, we're having some like HOA drama in our neighborhood. But what we're really here for today is to tear each other apart in a funny way.
Sexually.
Oh my God. No. We're sitting in a closet and Tom's dirty clothes are on a pile, in a pile behind you. I mean, that's actually like really disgusting.
It's at like a 45 degree angle. And also, we have like 12 laundry baskets that are all filled with your clothes that you need to do something.
Bullshit,
with.
Because there's two empty ones right outside of this door. So we can save this for another episode.
Open the door.
So you guys have seen, if you have a TikTok, there's this trend going around called icks. Like couples share their icks with each other. Icks meaning like something that either grosses you out or bothers you or annoys you. Pet peeves, essentially, about your partner. And Tom and I just spent like 5 minutes writing down 8 of our icks about each other. I'm really nervous.
Let's be honest. It took you like 30 seconds and then you're like, here's a list if you can't like think of any. Like, I'm perfect.
Oh my God. That's funny. It didn't take me long. But
shocker.
I know. But I'm easily irritated lately. So just bear with me. All right, we're going to start with our icks. You go first, read your first one. And don't look at my screen because you can see.
Use your phone then.
My phone's charging right now.
No. So this one, you actually scold our oldest child for. That is not flushing the toilet. And you can't claim it's him because last time I checked, he doesn't wipe anything when he goes to the bathroom. And usually it's all over the walls, but that's besides the point.
I don't use their bathroom. What are
not
you talking?
In our bathroom.
Okay, I've forgotten to flush the toilet once in a while.
Once in a while, like daily?
Okay, I think that's really disturbing. Don't look at the screen. I think that's really disturbing and annoying. I get it. I would be annoyed too. I can't even defend myself because when I was at LTK Con, Taryn, my roommate, she called me out on that so bad. Oh, okay. Fine. My first one. I've told you this before, but I just need to tell you again. The way that you cut your fingernails and your toenails, it is so like old man.
The roundness?
No, listen. It's like old man mixed with like serial killer.
Like the actual like action, like my posture and my.
No. Like the way they end up, like the final product.
Oh, yeah. Like the roundness.
No, look at them. They're pointy. It's like round. You have literally almond shaped nails.
Yeah, because if I didn't, there'd be like a quarter inch of nail to have like a flat nail in front.
You're supposed to have like straight across nails.
Yeah, then I would have a quarter inch or so of just like flop that would get caught and ripped off from everything. And no, not happening.
Okay, well, I don't like it.
Give me some new hands. Number two. Got it. So, I have a responsibility of removing cardboard boxes from the house. And I accept that. It drives me absolutely insane. I complain about it, deal with it. But when there is a cardboard box that you've taken the last Nespresso pod or whatever out of, and you can't just take the one little flap and just open it up so it folds down real super nice, it doesn't overflow the giant pile in our hallway, it drives me insane.
You don't do it either.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has to deal with it anyway at the end.
No, no, you can't.
You could at least
kind of like the toilet flushing.
If I'm, that's nothing like the toilet flushing. That is a sanitary.
You can't be mad.
If there's like three boxes sitting there in the hallway and you're like, I got the groceries from Walmart today. Let me just stack it up to the ceiling with random snack boxes. Just unfold that little thing. It'll fit in there nice.
I'm not going to lie. It takes longer than I would like it to, so I can't. I will not do that.
So now I have to do all of mine and all of yours silently at night, like a little rat in the corner, so I don't wake up the kids.
That's what happens when you become a stay-at-home husband. You get to break down the box.
I'm semi-retired. I'm not stay-at-home anything. It's different.
I'm not going to change that about myself.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Once in a while, when I'm feeling really earthy, I'll do it for you. But all right. You know this one too, I think, already. But
I'm pretty sure I know them all.
I can't. I wish I wasn't so annoyed by this because it's literally so petty of me. But the level when you chew, even just an hour ago when you were eating your food on the couch, I feel like it's like, sandwich. I feel like the volume in my ears turns up by 7 and all I hear is super chompy, but you don't chomp your mouth, open mouth eating. You your jaw's working so hard. I feel like.
Okay, a couple things on this. Number one, there actually is a mental disorder for people who are angered by the sound of other people chewing.
It's only you.
No, I'm looking.
You chew so I'm going to get a video next time.
This also only seems to be brought up when we're in a dead silent room. So both the kids were asleep. There was no TV, no background noise. And you bring it up and same thing as before. But also, I've noticed that you do the same thing and it drives me insane. But I just don't say anything about it because I realize, you have to have a certain amount of volume when you chew. Otherwise, you're just sitting there sucking on it.
Are we just, I think we're just so annoyed with each other that we're just picking it apart at this point.
And again, I think it's mainly the silence eating.
All right, ick number three.
So apparently this is a big thing that people with long hair do. They take it, they scrape it all up and off their scalp, the floor, wherever, and they just smear it on the wall of the shower.
That is so normal.
I have never done that.
Oh, no shit. You don't have hair.
I mean, I have hair.
You don't have long hair.
It's thinning, but it's there.
Okay, so I've actually done a poll on this, and it's a thing. Would you rather I clog the pipes by letting it just go down or put it on the wall and then clean it up later?
There's a trash can right next to
it. Once in a while, I'll forget it. Just like when you leave your beard hair in the sink.
Never done that.
Never. You're perfect. All right, you guys, I'm going to share. This one's not on my list, but I'm going to share it. Don't look at my list.
Read good.
Literally, Tom thinks it's funny, but to me, it's so annoying. He says, like a fish after everything. Like, can you give an example? I can't think of anything right now. Like, he'll literally be like, oh, it's so good. Like a fish. Like, everything is like a fish. It makes no sense. It doesn't apply to the situation. It is the dumbest thing ever. And I swear it's your, like, weapon for social anxiety because you don't know what else to say. And it's awful. It makes you that much more awkward.
And the best part is Dominic does it now, too.
No, it's literally, like, the poor kid is going to get made fun of in school.
No, he won't.
Okay, that wasn't one on my list. So I'm going to read my next one that's actually on the list. This is one of my icks for you. That you can literally fall asleep in the middle of a chaotic day with the kids running around and just like screaming for me, climbing all over me, and you're just laying there on the couch, sleeping like a fucking... what's that princess's name? Sleeping Beauty. And literally the kids don't even touch you or look at you. And here I am.
I am beautiful.
God forbid I even sit down or like blink. They're like, Mom, Mom, Mom.
All of this may have happened tonight.
It happens all the time.
I did take a nap, I think, standing up for like 30 minutes the other day.
Okay, the like tonight thing is fine because you weren't feeling good, but like literally, whatever.
I'm a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Get on my level. Now, I know mine is not perfect. It's a mess. It's a disaster. But your car is disgusting. Because I will enter your car and there'll be like a rotting orange.
Oh my God, you're so rude. That has never happened. I don't even eat oranges.
I have pulled oranges out of your car.
Banana then talk peels. To your children.
Apple cores, banana peels.
Yeah, talk to your children. Mm. Then stay out of my car. Your car is disgusting. It smells like dirty feet all the time. At least mine is fruit.
Rotting fruit. And when I used my car to drive to and from construction sites and the gym and everything, it's probably not going to smell.
Maybe you should like clean roses. It. I feel like other husbands clean their wives' cars.
I have cleaned your car.
Well, then don't complain.
But it seems like I would have to do it daily.
That's not true. Look at it now. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
The front seat? Because I cleaned that yesterday morning?
So, yeah, today it's fine.
What about the rest of it? It's a van. It's quite large. It's a lot of square footage of mess.
I'm really insulted by this. I wouldn't say it's disgusting. Eh. I would say it gets a little messy sometimes.
Borderline disgusting.
I vacuum it and dust it. Some just because I have food, like banana peels and stuff, I eat on the go. Okay. Oh my God, this one I have never told you, and it happened last night, and I literally wanted to slap you across the face while you were asleep.
Oh, you told me about it. You never said it bothers you, but you told me about it.
Which one?
Just you go ahead. Okay. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say.
It doesn't bother, like, I'm not, like, bothered by it, but it's definitely an ick. It's like, oh my God, you're disgusting, but I'm married to you, so I chose this life. Last night, and there are many other nights, you literally farted so loud and long. Like, it was like an echo. It was like...
I sleep next like to a bay window with 10-foot ceilings. There's a lot of reverberation.
Okay, but listen. That's not even the worst part. The worst part is you literally, while you're sleeping, you like moan afterwards like you're so proud. It felt so good. You literally go, like, yeah, and then you get all cozy.
Well, it sounds like there was a built-up pressure and it needed to happen. And of course, I'm going to be cozy afterwards. Relieved. Snorts.
Oh my God. And I'm just sitting there on my phone working. It's like midnight and you're over here like, Cuddling with your pillow after you just relieved yourself. Ick.
Sometimes you gotta go. So another one of my husbandly duties, I feel like we share it though, is to try to keep the counter clean. We're both terrible at it, but whatever, we'll move on. I will clean the counter. There'll be nothing on it. Spotless. And somebody will go ahead and make their morning coffee, stir it up with a spoon, and leave the spoon on the bare counter to leave a coffee stain.
It's like literally so easy to wipe up.
It's 3 feet from the sink, too.
But I might need it again if I make a second coffee. Like, why?
Get another spoon.
No. Or that's such a waste.
Grab the spoon. The sink is perfectly clean. Grab the spoon back out of the sink.
Yuck. Do you know how much nasty is
if it? The sink, it was just cleaned, because I had just, this happened the other morning. I did the dishes. I cleaned the sink. It was spotless, disinfected even. Spoon could have gone in the sink. Could have got another spoon.
I'm not sure if I can change this about myself.
Well.
Maybe give me a little spoon dish. Or, spoon
caddy.
Or, you know, you can put it in my stocking. The stir sticks.
We have the whoopsie doozle.
No, that's too much work. The like literally smoker. Cute, like cute little stir sticks.
Get you okay. Some like creme brulee sugar.
Mine ones. Is, this is worse than the spoon. When you put food in the fridge uncovered, like example, a whole pizza literally leaves it on the cardboard that it came in, which people are touching when they're buying, and it's disgusting, germs all over it. You put the pizza on top of it, mm-hmm. and then you put it in the fridge just like that, and then you leave it like that.
For how long?
Like overnight, over a couple days. I mean, you usually eat it the next day, but it's like, this is not a college house.
I feel like you're thinking of before we were married and
right, no, it literally just dating. Happened the other night. That's it what made not, me think of it.
No, I wrapped that in tinfoil.
No.
Because we were out of Ziploc bags. Also, side note, if you've ever eaten reheated frozen pizzas, put it in a Ziploc bag. Leave it in the bag while you heat it up. It's delicious.
Plastic.
We don't melt the plastic.
And still, you shouldn't be like microwaving plastic. Someone's going to come for us.
What are they going to do? Microwave me? I don't think so.
All right, next one.
Some of us in this house have pretty lackadaisical standards on food expiration dates.
Yeah, I think you're way too strict. Those are recommendations.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Google it. They're literally recommendations because they send expired foods to shelters and stuff that are certain still good.
Things. Well, that's sell-by. They can legally, they cannot do expired. Sell-by dates are different, or best-by dates are different, but actual legit expiration dates or stuff that's been in our fridge since we moved into the house that we moved into our old house that you moved into our apartment before that should probably go.
What are you talking about?
I guarantee you right now there's a jar that says Nina on it from when you had college roommates.
No, we got rid of those last, I think it was one or two, a few years ago when I was doing like the new year, new you clean out.
If it wasn't for that, we would still have it.
I have a hard time throwing things away.
You're like a food hoarder.
But like not because, it's mostly because I feel guilty. Like there's people starving.
I feel guilty that I won't get botulism. If I throw this away, so.
No, I feel guilty that I'm wasting food.
More important is the health of the people who live in this house. Mainly me. Just saying.
Okay, this one, I feel like I love you and.
Lies.
There's literally nothing. Well, there's nothing physiologically that you can do about this. Maybe if you had surgery, but it just really bothers me. And
it's average, okay? Oh, now we're talking.
The way when you're walking, and I don't want you to feel bad about yourself because it's nothing you can do about it. It's the way your bones formed. But the way you walk, your feet curve inward, and that's not what bothers me. What bothers me is all of your shoes get destroyed, and they like are like this inward.
It's outward.
It's inward.
It's outward. Like the outsides of my shoes are all gone. The insides still have tread.
Well, whatever it is, it bothers me when I'm putting your shoes away or when I'm buying you new shoes. So I would recommend you get inserts.
I got jacked up legs and back. Leave me alone.
I feel like, did I hurt your feelings? You look really sad right now.
I do need new shoes, though. Hey Dudes are not winter shoes. I need like loafer style shoes that aren't like stuck up, but also have like a solid bottom, because I'm about
to stock up. What does that mean?
Like, I don't need like penny loafers. Like, I'm not trying to be some Wall Street trader from the
80s. But like, Tom has a really hard time. He does not like to go with trends.
No,
I feel like it's because you're that stubborn comfort, though. Okay, what's the next one
for who, you or for
you?
Me? Well, we're on the subject of stubborn, a little bit of both of us here. We go out to a restaurant or we make something at home, whatever, usually food related or drink. And you try something, you like it. All the while knowing in the back of your head, I will not like it. You push and you push and you push until you're like, just try it. Just try it. I'm going to get upset if you don't try it. And I cave because that's just who I am.
I don't know that you won't like it. I usually want you to try it because I think you will like it.
Most of the stuff you make me taste is tropical, like mangoes and coconut and other weird stuff. You're like, yeah, you probably don't like it because of that. 90% of the time. You don't like mango.
That literally happened twice.
Like in the last week.
Yeah. But it really, like, really bothers me when you won't taste my food.
Because I don't want to.
It bothers me. Like, I do actually get mad at you.
And I don't want to eat things that I don't like.
So sometimes I purposely won't try yours when you offer it, just to piss you off.
Honestly, it makes me happy because it's more food for me.
No, bullshit. All right. Second to last one. Are you reading it?
I can physically not read that far. I have the eyes of a mole.
Okay, so this one kind of, like, it's funny that the fish thing came up because this one kind of goes along with it.
Funny like a fish.
When you can't figure how to explain something to me and you get, like, kind of annoyed or frustrated, then you say to me, you know what I mean.
And you do.
And I don't. It's like, I don't know what you mean. And it's, what bothers me is your tone. It's like you get mad at me for your own not inability to explain something. You get mad at me.
Perfectly.
And then you're like, you know what I mean. And I'm like, no, but I don't.
Well, you should.
Well, you should also not blame me for your inability to explain.
Well, I would never blame myself.
Right.
Why would I? Perfect. All right, let's finish this catfish sandwich up here. This has been more recent. Not sure what started this, why. Probably general laziness on both of our parts. Somebody will say, I want a snack. And I'm very well aware that my snacks are most people's meals. Like a frozen pizza would be a delicious snack for me. But when you go to the pantry, open up the drawer with the Nutella in it, then you pull out a tortilla.
What? You don't like my snack choice?
And Nutella spread all up on that tortilla and just
get to the point.
It's disgusting.
That's an ick to you?
100%.
Oh my God. If anyone here is listening, this is the best snack ever. A tortilla, spread Nutella on it, even put banana in it and wrap it. Oh my God. So good. It's unfair that an ick to you is my food choices.
No, it's not.
Whatever. If we're going to sit here and talk about food choices, you're disgusting on what you eat.
Like what? I ate sushi for breakfast the other day.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
It was from a random local grocery store too, so.
All right, last ick. And I don't know. I'm going to just put this out into the universe because maybe it'll help. Maybe.
Highly doubt it.
Honestly, like, your photography and video skills are just so bad. Like, so bad that, like, there's no helping you. And I feel like it could be the end of us.
It probably already did end us.
Like,
just gnawing at the back
of your
subconscious.
It is one of my most irritating things is, like, why can you not? Like, do you not have that artistic visual? No, see, clearly not.
My artistic visual is from an angle that's completely different than yours. So that's what I'm used to seeing. So completely changing what I'm doing.
But what about when I tell you like a million times, like, okay, less floor. Do you like forget that I told you that? Or
I honestly don't know what I'm doing while I'm doing it most of the time.
Oh, man. It's such an ick.
Well.
But it is what it is.
I mean, the floor looks good. I'm going to take a picture of the floor.
Yeah, we have a lot of floor pictures.
See, but then when we're on this Mexico trip, literally like every single person you gave the phone to, like, no, he's terrible. All he takes pictures of the floor. Don't take pictures of the floor. Every single person gave you the phone back. You're like, it's too much floor. I think you just have a bias against floors. And that's crap because
okay,
you stand
so this
on
is,
them every day.
This is an issue that was like way before Mexico, but it's an ick.
I mean, it seems like it's pretty normal.
I think what annoys me the most about it is that when I try to explain to you, like, whatever, you get annoyed with me. But I feel like you're going to say the same thing. Your tone, blah, 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 blah.
You're very demanding with your lack of floor, and I refuse to accommodate that. Where would we be without floors?
Oh my God, you're being annoying.
The basement.
All right. That was ick number 8.
Well, somebody got 9.
Well, the fish and the... God, that's so annoying. Really, truly.
Well, yeah, it's a nervous habit. Deal with it.
I love you, even though you're my little nervous, awkwarder.
See? See, senor.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for being here and telling me about all the things that you don't like about me. It really is just such a special episode.
Yeah. I mean, I live here, so I didn't have anywhere else to be.
Okay, so like all the things you told me, I already knew you didn't like. So, and you knew all the things, right? You knew all the things said too. Like, I just think we've talked about them before and... This was just in good fun, guys. Good fun. But for real, I feel like we will and should do an episode on
the things we keep secret from each other really destroy it.
What?
What? Nothing.
We really should have an episode on the different seasons of marriage and relationships and how it's really totally normal to have hard seasons and especially because of children, right?
Are you asking me or are you asking them? Ick number 10.
You're like, literally, I'm so annoyed with you right now because you just like, I'm trying to do the exit and you're like, keep saying awkward shit.
What are you like?
Ick, that is ick number 9 or 10 or whatever. All right, you guys.
My foot's asleep.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed it, make sure that you come chat with us on Instagram about all your own icks, because there's a lot of icks. I was reading online about icks because I was just like trying to get some ideas, and there was one where a girl says, like, when he walks back after bowling, you know, like when you throw the ball and then you're just like awkwardly like, okay, here I come. Okay, I thought that was funnier than Tom, apparently. Anyways, thank you for listening. Make sure to leave me a review. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll chat next time.